Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Exclusively sponsored by the law firm Condori and Murrah. This is the Grant and Danny Radio Show. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. They're attorneys that are always there to protect you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We should thank them one final time for our awesome trip in Kansas City. There was barbecue, there was fellowship, and there was a beat down at the hands of the Commanders by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. But the barbecue was great.
Yes.
I mean, I'll tell you this, that's such a good barbecue city. That the barbecue that we had at the airport before our flight last night was pretty damn good.
What's funny is we get to the airport, we've got a little bit of time, yeah, which is very rare. Normally we're sprinting through the airport to make our flight after our show. And you said, I think you used the word supper. I never acknowledged that, but I wanted to just bring up.
I did say that.
I don't know if you did that as a bit or not.
I did as a bit because Darius said something that like someone from the 19-teens would say.
Oh, yeah. What did you say
he
that
says,
I couldn't believe?
He does favor him. Oh, yeah. Meaning like favor. He looks like him.
Yeah. He's like, oh, yeah, he favors him. I'm like, wow, you and my grandma both say that. But anyway, so you said, let's do supper. So you were in the bathroom or something. Darius and I were picking a spot. And we first saw this place. It's called, like, Meat Heaven or something. And we go.
Meat Rushmore is the name of the place.
Meat Rushmore. There
Rushmore.
You go. And I'm like, I've done so much barbecue. We're probably good on that. But it smelled so good.
It smelled so good.
Looked so good. So we sat down. And I'll be damned if those weren't some of the best smoked wings I've ever
had.
The
wings were fantastic. The rib you were kind enough to share with your pal was very, very good. I had a really nice little brisket situation. I would go there again. Like, if I went to that restaurant, not at an airport, and had that barbecue, I'd go, that was really good. At an airport is the part I can't get over.
Which never happens,
never happens,
by the way. Airport food, never good enough that you would say,
yeah,
if I ate that not in an airport, I would have loved that. But it was very expensive.
Well, sure.
It was like eating at a restaurant in an airport. It was that level of expense.
Right. Right.
Before we get into the Commanders' projected over-under win total, so more audio is trickling out of this interview that Mike Tirico did with Michael Jordan for the big return of the NBA on NBC and Peacock. And Jordan did this sit-down interview, and they turned the clocks back to the 90s with the Alan Parsons Project, Sirius, you know, anthem where they introduced the Chicago Bulls and the man in the middle. But he's doing this interview with Tirico.
Starting lineup.
I found this fun. Tirico asked Michael Jordan about load management, which has gotten to a point in the NBA now, not an exaggeration, where players were sitting out the opener as part of load management, where there was week one players that were not playing. Now, I don't think they would have done that for a home opener, hopefully, but maybe like if you're opening on the road and game two's at home. There are guys where Mike Brown, as an example, is going, yeah, not sure if he's going to go in the opener. And they're like, oh, what's wrong with him? He's like, oh, load management. I'm sorry, what?
What?
This was Jordan talking about this ongoing and growing issue in the NBA.
Well, it shouldn't be needed, first and foremost. You know, I never wanted to miss a game because it was an opportunity to prove. It was something that I felt like, you know, the fans are there to watch me play. I want to impress that guy way up on top who probably worked his ass off to get a ticket or to get money to buy the ticket.
Do you really care about the guy who sat in the top deck at the Palace in Auburn Hills to watch you when you came to Detroit?
Yeah, because I know he's probably yelling at me. I don't want to shut him up. You know, he's calling me all kinds of names. I definitely want to shut him up.
Right.
You have a duty that if they're wanting to see you, and as an entertainer, I want to show. Right? So if the guys are coming to watch me play, I don't want to miss that opportunity. Now, physically, if I can't do it, then I can't do it. But physically, if I can do it, and I just don't feel like doing it, that's a whole different lens.
There was one line in there that was a moment for me. That's pretty stunning, and it just shows the discrepancy between eras and the juxtaposition between Jordan and the best of today. You have a duty, he said. That is pretty incredible. I'm getting chills even just saying it. But he said, you have a duty. And this is not the exact words he used after that, but this is what he said. It was the meaning of it. To perform for the audience. People bought tickets. Hard-earned money was spent. They're sitting in the seat. He views it in the same way that somebody in a play on Broadway does, where there's 300 people in the crowd, and they want my best show. I know I did one Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but it's Saturday night. I'm not feeling great, but let's suck down some hot tea and honey and let it rip. That's the way he viewed playing in the NBA, whereas now there is this feeling of almost a disrespect to the idea that I'm performing for you.
Yeah, I'm owed something from the fan, let alone the other way around.
The nerve of you to suggest that you're just here to watch me play. I'm not a performer. I'm not dancing on a string for you. And Michael Jordan's going, you have a duty to perform for that paying audience.
And also just the different wiring where both the appreciation for the fan in the nosebleed that, as you said, worked his ass off to get the ticket, both an appreciation for that and also the undying competitive, burning, raging inferno that will never go to sleep in that, and the greatest competitor ever to walk the earth, where he goes, I also want to shut that guy up. So that guy paid money for his tickets, going to yell some horrible stuff at me. Not like, this guy here is being mean. Let's have him ejected from the arena. I don't like his attitude. Instead of that, the guy that paid money for the ticket that he earned, I'm going to shut him up as a competitor.
Yeah, we've talked about over the last year with some of these controversies where it just seems ridiculous to me that players are dragging referees over and pointing people out to get ejected. And look, if somebody is physically touching a player, kick them out.
100%.
If they are yelling something bad enough, and I think we all know what that might be, racial or otherwise,
yep,
but something really gross and awful at a player, sure. But never forget the big story when Bradley Beal's wife, I think it was, got into it with fans or was sitting near the stands, and it came out like, well, what was happening? What was so terrible? Because Beal brought people, you know, the ref over, whoever it was, and got them kicked out. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And they had said something like they wanted him traded. They're yelling that they wanted him traded, basically. And she's like, my kids shouldn't have to hear that. Like, whatever the line is now is way, way, way too far of what fans are expected to not say or what is viewed as disrespectful or how you have to treat these players who are nice enough to play the game for you today, who are making their tens of millions of dollars. Now, again, I'm not sitting here pretending like a fan is entitled to just yell awful things at you. I'll never do that. I don't even boo players. I'm also not saying that if they're pouring popcorn on your head as you're walking down the tunnel, that they shouldn't be kicked out and charged with something, because they should. I'm the first one to tell you that when someone runs onto the field, baseball, football, whatever, they should be thrown in jail after they get the wood shampoo beat, you know, to a pulp by the group of police or whatever, because they're a threat. You don't know what they're going to do. You don't know. When Bobby Wagner, when he played for the Rams, knocked the daylights out of the dude on Monday Night Football.
Damn right.
Running along the sideline, I clapped for Bobby Wagner. Good for you, man. Help security get that guy on the ground by any means necessary. But we've also gone way, way far in the other direction.
Oh, the softness. Because that's what it is a level of soft. It's
really
softness
soft.
And entitlement, right? Now, again, that goes both ways. Because the fan that says, I paid money, I can do what I want. Nope. Code of conduct. You abide by it. We're part of a public trust now. But the player that can't be bothered, and along the opposite side of that, not above reproach for me either. So, but it's refreshing to hear. It's why people of my age and you know, a little bit younger, and then folks older who saw him talking about Jordan. I just want to hear Jordan talk about stuff, by the way. Dial this up for me all the time. Well, I think that guy weighing in on things.
I've always said this. I think it's really important for these leagues when the best of all time and the past era guys are present and when they are visible. Like, Jordan goes way too long, in my opinion, without giving opinions on things. He's kind of out of sight, out of mind. But whether it's this or something else, I think it's important to see where we were and where we are now, because that very, very clear delineation is a revealing opportunity to learn, like, what has happened to this league? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Totally. And someone who can mark the time, that because he was still involved in basketball as a team owner until
very recently.
So, obviously, he's not like he doesn't know the game and where it's gone. But when somebody from this era versus, talking about someone from his, where they go, well, this guy scored 30 a game and so did Jordan. Man, that 30 where Jordan has to go in the lane, and there were teams that had rules where it's like, if he touches the paint, someone hit him. Hit him. I don't mean like, oh, you got to foul him. I mean, strike him with an elbow or a clothesline. Rick Mahorn's going to use all six, and they're going to tear him to the ground. Now, if you do that, we're going to go to the monitor, 17-minute delay because somebody tried to block a shot, and they go, that's flagrant two, eject the dude. It's a different animal, and the way the league was, et cetera. So when he's scoring 33 a game, when teams are scoring 90 a game versus 125 now, it's just different. But I need someone who did that in Jordan, who now was in charge of this era until very recently, who can weigh in on the differences to help people understand.
This is one of my oldest man takes. This is one of my tough guy takes, I guess. But yeah, I do think the load management extreme of the NBA has ruined the sport in a lot of ways.
It's off-putting.
It's one of the problems I have with the sport, because I don't know. First of all, tickets are so damn expensive. Imagine buying a ticket to an NFL game and not knowing if Mahomes is going to play in that game.
Or how about this?
Real quick, I understand how different it is. People say, oh, it's 16 games, 17 games, whatever. Yeah, no kidding. I understand. But the point is the point. Imagine the Capitals come to your building and you're buying a ticket to a Caps game and you don't know if Ovi's going to be playing that night. Like, the whole point is to take your kid to see Ovi. The NBA is the only sport like that. Now, you could say baseball guys get days off, and to some extent that is true. They play 162. But the best players in the game are playing generally 155, 150 times, something like that. You're still talking about like 90 to 95% of games. And in a series at your barn, you're going to see that guy if you go a couple days in a row. He's not sitting twice.
Right. So a couple examples. I mean, I've got some friends who their family's from Milwaukee. And when the Bucks came to town, they went to Giannis. Of course, load management day. He's just off. And that's their one chance to see him. They don't get to see him. But my analogy I was going to use is, imagine you bought tickets for a lot of money to go see Dave Chappelle. And instead, Dave Chappelle's doing load management because he's been in 15 cities in 14 days. Right. He's done more shows than you could shake a stick at. His voice is a little hoarse. So instead of Dave Chappelle, it's Danny Ruye at Capital One Arena. A lot of disappointed. Tens of thousands of disappointed folks that night. But the ticket price is the same. If the NBA would like to work with me and kick me a little bit of refund, go, hey, listen, man, you're not going to see Steph Curry tonight from Golden State. You want $30 back off that ticket that was inflated? You want to start doing that? We can have a different conversation. But that'll never happen.
That's the outrage of it all, though, is nobody's getting a penny back.
Mm-hmm.
And the tickets are crazy. Why? When the Warriors come to town, when the Lakers come to town, it's because you're going to get to see the guy that you have no idea if you're actually going to get to see the guy, by the way. And when should they take their days off that they're getting? Should it be at home? No, you're going to play in front of the home crowd, so normally it's on the road. It is. It's a legitimate, real problem. By the way, Kobe Bryant, 34 years old, 78 games played. Played almost every single game.
It crossed the eras.
Coming off of a very serious injury and getting healthy, 78 games for him when he was available and not hurt. He played old school, but that was like the last of that breed, so to speak. That was in 12-13, because he did play with Michael Jordan. He was kind of the closest thing we've probably had as an 18-time All-Star and a Hall of Famer and a scoring champ and All-NBA and all this stuff. The guys now, like the, whatever the next group was, led by LeBron and whoever else, it's just a completely different mindset.
It is.
And we sound like old guys complaining.
No, but and there's a degree of, if you're allowed to do it, there's a degree of smartness to it where it's like the last game of a road trip, you're playing whatever. Like, these regular season games count less. I've got a whole other season ahead of me. I'll have more mileage on the tires. And so I understand the reasoning for it.
But 100%.
What nobody's willing to do is go, well, instead of my usual allotment, instead of playing 40 minutes a night and handling everything, why don't I play 28 minutes a handful of times on the second game of a back-to-back or to limit things that way, right? Where I could still get my rest, my rehab, I still get my work in, still get the games played, but nobody's willing to hurt their numbers as kind of a corollary to that. Like, if I play, I need to go do my full, 38 minutes, no rest, and take all my hyper-efficient shots and so forth. Nobody wants to do the other way. But that's, to me, I think would be a more reasonable solution.
Well, I still remember the first time we ever talked about load management on the show, and it's been, 7-8 years ago maybe now. It's been a while. And I remember defending load management and being on the side of the players and the team, because my argument was something to the effect of, and I think there's a legitimacy to this, I don't owe Wizards fans anything if I'm the Lakers. I'm winning a championship this year. That's my job.
Right.
My goal, GM, head coach.
And does this help me do that?
LeBron, yeah. Is to win a title. I need to be available and ready and at my peak at the start of the postseason for that first series that we're playing. And so be it if at Capital One Arena, when Grant takes Truman to the game, if Truman doesn't get to see LeBron play that time. Having said that, I think it has gone so far to the extreme, and in so many cases, guys miss so many games now, that I was comfortable with as a fan, like, yeah, this makes some sense if you're going to miss a game here or there, a game a week, whatever. But it has gotten way, way, way more prevalent than I ever imagined. It's not just the 35-year-old player that you're keeping fresh, at the end of the bench. Or it's not just, two or three guys a game a week or something. I mean, it is constant. Now, there's, like, prime players, I'll bet you, who are playing fewer than 70 games in a season.
Yeah, I mean, they had to come up with different, criteria or guardrails, whatever you want to say, for awards. Where it's like, you got to play a certain number of games to be eligible, as, like, kind of trying to dangle the carrot, But, yeah, it is a trend that I don't see going anywhere. And again, too many games is that much of a problem, which it wasn't when the game was more physical, by the way. And it was.
That's also interesting.
It was more physical then.
Way more physical. You used to get beat up and fouled. And as you said, I wonder how much of it is just being smarter now, what we know now. Like, every team does things different than they did 5 years ago, let alone 20 years ago, in terms of traveling the night before and getting the extra night of sleep. They now have two games back-to-back in buildings, and they do a lot of stuff for the physical, mental health of players.
Yeah, and you'll never be able to tell me that running more, which teams do, I think Phoenix Suns 7 seconds or less, and now the people realize kind of the best shot is get the ball out of the net, let's run up and down and get more offensive pace. That is a harder physical toll than getting your brains beaten, than grinding down low with, Shaq and Tree Rollins and some of the other bigs that are clotheslining if you come within 50 feet of them. The physical punishment that guys took, that's what shortened careers. Not the running up and down to me. But people are now worried about the amount of jumps that you have, the amount of run up and downs, et cetera. And that's why they say we gotta manage people's loads.
Well, how about this? There's no load management in hockey. That is not a thing.
Is that a physical sport at all, do you think? Hockey?
Those guys are playing back-to-back nights sometimes. That's football on skates. Collisions and fist fights and blood and losing teeth. And I mean, Alex Ovechkin's game log by season, 82, 81, 82, 81, 79. I mean, there's no such thing. He's never taken a game off because they needed to make sure he was okay a month from then. It's just not a part of the culture.
Alex, you broke your leg. Oh, so I'm out for a week?
you think on these stretches where they play three times in 4 days, Nick Dowd or John Carlson couldn't use a day? It's not even a consideration in that sport. Let's go to Campbell in Richmond on Grant and Danny. What's up? How are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, buddy.
So, listen, I wanted to talk about load management real quick. I agree with you. It's not good for the game. I guess at the very least, though, with basketball, you get to see a couple other guys that are probably stars, maybe even superstars, even if LeBron is out. I had a buddy who bought tickets, doesn't even like soccer, bought tickets because Miami was coming to town with Messi.
Yes.
Prices were skyrocketed. I mean, $200 a pop when they're usually like 40. Healthy scratch, did not play.
So wasn't he hurt, though? I'm pretty sure.
No, I think that time he wasn't, if memory serves.
When he was in D.C.?
This was a couple of years ago. It wasn't this past year.
Oh, okay.
Because I think our boss bought tickets for him and his son because they were so excited.
He bought tickets, and they spent a ton of money on those. I remember talking to him about it. He was Rick. Messi was actually hurt. So if they've had two games here that he's missed and one of them that wasn't the case, then that's relevant. But, yeah, and look, this is where it gets tough because it's a heavy lies the crown thing where there's so much asked of these guys like him. Where every city has the same complaint. We need to see you when you come to D.C. We don't get to see you very often. I bet you they feel like that in
Columbus and Philadelphia,
MLS
wherever,
city,
yeah.
Right? Seattle and everywhere else. So there is some element of empathy that I have. It's like the player that has to sign every autograph. The one time they don't, there's a story about what a jerk they are. But everywhere you go, every minute of every day, somebody needs a picture, somebody needs an autograph. It's kind of the same way when you're Messi. And you're barnstorming city to city, basically, to go play in soccer games. Yeah, there's going to be a time maybe where you need to be spelled for a game. But I know at least in one of those that he was injured when they came here. Grant and Danny on the Fan. The Commanders' projected win total has shifted. Do we think that they hit it the rest of the way? Let's find some wins. You're listening to the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Well, let's get to the breaking news Toby just gave you on the fan. Thanks to Tobes. Welcome back to Grant and Danny. You're locked into the flagship home of the Nats and Caps. You can listen all over the DMV on 106.7. You can listen in Richmond, AM 910, FM 105.1. Of course, we are available wherever you are. Free and available on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube channel. Terry McLaurin ruled out already for Sunday Night Football.
Oof.
The only thing I like about finding this out today is that this is not going to drag on as a dog and pony show all week, where clearly the team realized he's not going to be able to practice, he's not going to be able to play. So rather than doing this thing where each day everyone tries to figure out if he's going down to the practice field and they ask Dan Quinn about it for the next 3 days, they just said, short week, rule him out, let's reassess on Monday. This was Dan Quinn minutes ago out in Ashburn. This is the breaking news live on The Fan.
Terry re-injured his quad, and so he'll be out this Sunday night. We'll reevaluate it next week to see where it goes. Bum for him, for us, just tough, you know, where it goes. But we'll see what, you know, the next week looks like.
This is a nightmare season for Terry McLaurin. This is the worst case scenario coming to fruition when you hold out for an extended period of time. You have no summer. You have no training camp. Don't care who you want to blame. You want to blame Terry McLaurin? Fine. You want to blame the team for not getting a deal done sooner? You're allowed to do that. He chose not to do the thing he's done his entire career leading up to the first six seasons of a career that has been outstanding, where he has gone for, on average, over 1,000 yards, where he has, every single year, other than his first year, gone for at least 1K and been one of the better, more productive receivers in the conference as a two-time Pro Bowler. And this year, I'm not anti-holding out generally. Get paid. Do what you got to do. But there comes a point where you got to show up to get right. You got to show up to get ready. You got to show up so that you're not at risk of being injured, so that you don't lose days or weeks. That was my fear, by the way. What if it's week three before Terry McLaurin's Terry McLaurin? What if we're 4 weeks in and Terry McLaurin hasn't broken out yet because he's getting back up to speed? It's going to be week nine. It is going to be November. He will have played in fewer games than he has missed. This is a disaster season for the most important player who you pay the most money to at the skill position in your offensive group. 4 games, 13 catches. That is a game for Jackson Smith and Jigba, who's coming in here on Sunday
night. Who
you're
about to see. You'll see it.
203 yards on the season as you get ready for football in week 9 for Terry McLaurin. So he will go into week 10 of the NFL season with 13 catches. It happened. This is a lost half of a year. Hopefully,
it's
only one game. Who knows? Could be a couple more. Nobody knows. If he re-injured the quad badly, missed a month last time.
Uh-huh.
This could end up being a year where we look back in what could be the penultimate year of Terry McLaurin in D.C. because he only really got a one-year extension with all of the holding out and the nonsense of the summer. And we say, dude, you the whole year was derailed by what you did in the summer. This is just, I feel for the guy because he's the nicest dude in the world. He's a pro, but this is a disaster.
No way around that. There's no way around that. Again, it's hard to talk about what is right now without rehashing what we did before. We were talking to, you know, Toby and company in the producer studio before during the break about it, and he said something I think is exactly right. Like, I don't care who you blame at this point. Everybody's got their entrenched thing. I blame the CBA and then his agent slash Terry for not kind of reading the tea leaves and understanding that the team had all the leverage. So here it is, right? This is where we are. But that doesn't matter. What matters is what you just said. This is the worst case scenario. This is the disaster. This is the reason you don't want to go down this road is dot, dot, dot. Well, dot, dot, dot just happened. He's ruled out now. This isn't, well, we're going to see if we can ramp him up and get him on Sunday. Ah, he might have to miss a week. He's ruled out. He re-injured it. Not I tweaked it, maybe we rushed him back too soon. He re-injured it, and he's already out. If he plays next week, I would be stunned by that. As you said, we just did this once, and it was a month. So now what are we talking? Week 12? Week 13? This is a lost year. That's on the table now. We were talking about a potential big-time down season because he didn't have any ramp up. He's hurt. But when he comes back, he might need a game or two. You're not going to ever get to those Terry McLaurin numbers, which you can book right around 80 catches, right around 1,100 yards. You know, usually 5 or 6 touchdowns. Last year's the anomaly. And that's pretty good. That's not great, but it's pretty good. And you were going to get there. you maybe get back to that pace, right? It's like a 300 hitter who doesn't hit 300 for 2 months. You don't just hit 770 to get to 300. You'll hit 300 for a couple of months, right? And slowly but surely get back. That's off the table now. If this goes the way that it could potentially go for another month where he doesn't play.
Forget that Terry's going to have a bad year, right? Think about all of the folks negatively affected by this, whose years have been worse because of
it. Oh, yeah.
In that building. Now, again, I'm not saying he's solely to blame for what happened this summer. I don't believe that he was. I blame him more than I blame the team, frankly, because it got to a point where I was endorsing everything he did. Don't show up in the spring. Don't show up in the summer. Hold in during the start of camp. I was on board with all that. It just went longer and longer and longer, and eventually I kind of turned and said, dude, are you sure you're ready to play football? Are you sure you're going to hit the ground sprinting and go hang 114 yards on the Giants? You sure about this, man? And the answer was no, by the way. He was not ready to do that. And I have no real patience for the people that I'm sure are ready to yell at me online and call me right now and tell me, you don't know if these injuries have anything to do with him not practicing. He could have gotten hurt anyway. Well, he didn't for six freaking years, okay? For 6 years, he didn't get hurt. He played in every game from 2021 through 2022 through 2023 through 2024. Do the Commanders play today? Terry McLaurin plays today. For 4 years in a row, he had one injury in his NFL career as a rookie back in 2019 that he gutted through after, you know, missing a game or two. That's the list. This year, I've got to figure out what was different. Did he change his diet? What was he eating for breakfast? Oh, wait, he didn't practice throughout the summer. And can we not acknowledge the reality, the truth that is said all the time about prep and soft tissue injuries? It's not like, by the way, he like, you know, had a separated shoulder coming down, getting tackled or something. It's not like he rolled his ankle. This is a soft tissue injury that is reoccurring, that won't go away, that needed three or four opinions and multiple doctors looking at it. And for a month he didn't play, and then he came back and played. And guess what? Now he's hurt again. And the real annoying part is how good was he the other night? He is so much better than anything they've got. He makes that insane catch for a touchdown on the sideline. Nobody better in the league at whatever that is. He makes the other ridiculous catch in front of their own bench on the sideline. Nobody better in the league with one blade of grass between me and the chalk than Terry McLaurin, contested with a dude hanging off of my thigh. Hurt again. What a mess of a season this has been for this player. But who else is paying the price, Danny? Jaden Daniels is way worse off without you. Zach Ertz is way worse off underneath without you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Deebo Samuel is now a marked man, and there's no one else in the offense to take attention away from him without you. You know, Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt can't do the things he'd be doing without you. So whether it's him or it's the team or it's both, blame whoever you want to, but everybody is paying the price for
this. The point is
Cliff
we're
Kingsbury's
here.
Kingsbury's job in the future is looking, you know, less likely. And I'm being dramatic, but my point is all of these guys were counting on you being Terry, and he can't be Terry because he's hurt.
And again, I'm talking on both sides of my mouth when I say I'm not that excited to re-legislate what we spent hours and weeks, 106.7 the Terry. We did that every day for months, it seems like. But this was my point when we got to a certain threshold of the lead up to the season. The off season, however you want to define that, that's the time to do your advocating. That's the time to say, I need, I want, by all means, right? Because the instant they don't feel like you're worth it anymore, they'll cut you. The league is unforgiving and cruel and ridiculous in that way, okay? This was your opportunity. Once the business of this year started, it's no longer about you and yours. It's about we. It's about everybody else. And your point here, I think it's 6 for 1, half dozen the other, different ways to say the same thing, is without you being you, without Terry McLaurin being Terry McLaurin, the team suffers because you're not as good. You're at risk for something like this happening. That affects Jaden Daniels. That affects the run game. That affects Jalen Lane's development.
Let me ask you this.
Affects everybody's opportunity to go down the football field and score points and get to where you want to go.
Has Jaden Daniels taken a step back this year?
Yes.
Would he be better off if Terry McLaurin played in every game?
There's no question.
He has been hurt by the absence. Now, injuries in this sport happen. I totally understand that, okay? I'm not angry that Terry McLaurin is hurt. I'm angry that he, for the first time in his career, didn't do everything he could do to make sure that he doesn't get hurt. And in the year where that happened, he is missing a third of a season already in terms of the number of games out of 18. He will have missed more games than he's played in after this week. And I'm trying not to do this like angry radio guy, like, oh, damn you, you're hurt, you're unavailable, whatever. That's not my goal. But I am a little bit frustrated by this ongoing thing of we're not allowed to draw the connection. People get so hot and bothered by this. Like, you don't know if he would have been hurt if he would have come to camp.
Of course you don't know.
I don't know. Of course. I do know that there was a higher risk for injury, according to every medical expert. I do know that the way he did it every single year before this worked to make him a Pro Bowl caliber player, and then he did something this different this year, and he's the opposite of that. He's unavailable constantly. I know that. And I know, let's just work back from the result, that this has gone as bad as it could have. That for weeks we said, what if? What if? What if? And all the what ifs became the worst case scenario in a lost season where this offense has been spinning its wheels now the last couple weeks and is going in the wrong direction. And speaking of a lost season, they have not had their offense on the field once this year. Still.
That's right.
And they won't against Seattle. Jaden Daniels throwing to Terry, throwing to Debo, you know, with the entire group on the field collectively. I guess maybe you could say at the very beginning of the season, like week one, week two, they had everybody, but Sam Cosmi wasn't back, who's your Pro Bowl guard. Cliff Kingsbury is just waiting. Okay, if we get to this week, then I'll have everybody. All right, not this week, but next week. It's week nine. And by the way, if you look at the standings, it's too late. It got dark early. It's over, Johnny. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in. News of the day, Terry McLaurin already ruled out. Surprisingly, just minutes ago by Dan Quinn, says he re-injured his quad. We don't know what that means, by the way. Did he re-aggravate it? Is it tweaked? Is it a one-week thing? Re-injured it? Like the same injury as before when he missed a month? What does that even mean? You're listening to The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Terry re-injured his quad, and so he'll be out this Sunday night. We'll reevaluate it next week to see where it goes. Bum for him, for us, just tough, you know, where it goes. But we'll see what, you know, the next week looks like.
Terry McLaurin, quad injury re-aggravated against the Chiefs, already out for Sunday Night Football against Seattle. A season on the line game for Washington, no wide receiver one. Still no real word on Jaden Daniels, although promising to hear that he's expected to practice today. Laremy Tunsil dealing with an injury. Johnny Newton got banged up and played through it on Monday Night Football, so we'll get a better feel after the injury report drops today as to who's going to be fighting to get on the field. Short week, though. Quick turnaround, man. Practice number one today on Wednesday, and you're not going full speed because you just played on Monday night, so this is more of a walk, jog through. Tomorrow you'll get one really legitimate workout in, and then you're ramping up for Sunday again. So bad timing for injuries in this league when you only have 6 days to prepare for your next opponent, and your next opponent in this case is coming off of a bye. But the story is, Danny, Terry McLaurin, who missed four games before returning against Kansas City, is out again.
This is such a disaster. I mean, there's no way around it. Whoever you want to blame, that's fine. But the bottom line is they haven't been good. They've lost three straight. And the guy that's probably the second most important player on their offense has not been himself or available, and it looks like that's the case for the foreseeable future.
A week or two, you get by. When you're talking about half of the season now, it's going to be five games that he's missed and four that he's played in. The elevation from the practice squad, the asking of more of Chris Moore and Robbie Anderson, who's been re-signed today to the P squad. You can sustain for a game, for two games. This is the norm now, is to just not have this player who you saw with the touchdown catch that was incredible, with the sideline catch that was sensational. He's just better than the other guys you got. Nobody else on the team's making those catches. Josh is in Upper Marlboro. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, man. Listen, I completely agree with you that this is a worst-case scenario for Terry, for sure, and could very much be related to him not having a contract for most of the summer. The only thing I differ a little bit is how much we're talking about Terry compared with Adam Peters. Bear with me here. What is the financial value of a massively disappointing season like this one, where we are more likely to miss the playoffs than make it, versus a season like last year where we made it to the NFC Championship? All the press, all the energy, the potential for awards, the ticket values, everything that was different about last season versus this one. Is it $50 million? Is it $100 million more? I mean, it's a big difference. We know that. And the reality is Adam Peters did bad math. He thought, I can push this to the end of training camp like I used to do in San Francisco. I can save whether it's $5 million this year or $30 million next year. I'm not saying that it wasn't a real investment, but he thought he could absorb the impact on the preparation, on the offensive game plan, even though Cliff was up there in the summer saying, guys, we need to get this done. Adam Peters was wrong. And that's okay to say. He's done a lot of good things. I'm not saying fire the guy, but he's made massive Lattimore-style mistakes. Both sides played chicken here. It wasn't just Terry. Terry, you could have justified paying him just based on how awesome of a dude he's been around here for a long time. That, to me, was worth the extra $5 million or even another $30 million, and it definitely was worth having this team be in a better position to get themselves ready for the season. It's felt like the gas has been out of the engine from the get-go, and Adam played chicken, and he lost.
So
appreciate you, dude.
He won the negotiation financially, which is what it seemed like they cared about. But I think you're right that whatever that process was has backfired in a gigantic way. And I think it's a really smart call,
yeah,
first off. So thank you for making it, Josh. And it's a point that I was making throughout the process. I don't know how many times I said this, but I remember it was my catchphrase the whole time. Is the juice worth the squeeze here? They ended up doing way better in the deal than I thought, by the way. They crushed that transaction. I mean, again, it was like a one-year extension for McLaurin at not a lot of money. it really backfired for him and the agent in that sense. But my point was, is this worth it? And I wasn't even really thinking about losing a season or him being hurt all year. I was talking about players seeing how you're handling your captain, players seeing how you're handling the guy that's done nothing but the right thing all along, which isn't even to speak to if you just got this thing done and over with in time for camp, maybe you could have avoided some of these injuries, some of these games missed. He would have been healthier, and your offense and your quarterback would have immensely benefited from that, obviously.
It is, you know, it's two sides of the same coin, right? It's looking at it from the other perspective. It's to say, like, to me, what I look at is the way the CBA is structured, the way that it doesn't incentivize players to do this, and they're the ones that ultimately get hurt by holdouts, whereas the team goes, well, we'll be able to move on, or we can franchise you, where they had all the leverage. So from that perspective, I'm kind of going, yeah, Terry waited an extra couple of months to sign a team-friendly deal he could have signed in the spring. But the flip side of that same coin is what Josh is talking about, what you're talking about, which is, yeah, but who wins then?
Right.
Was that worth it? You could have just gone up a couple milli and done it in June.
If you could go back and change it, would you, basically, right, is the question. But here's where I would push back. If I'm Peters, you know, or someone on his camp, I would say, well, wait a second. He was under contract for this football season.
Yeah.
This whole dispute was about next football season. He owed Washington a training camp, so to speak. He owed them those practices and that preparation for this year. He was not unhappy with his salary this year. He wanted money next year. So that's where I, you know, it's not like some 50-50 thing to me. The player had been paid fairly handsomely for this football season already. Elijah's in D.C. What's up, Elijah? How are you?
What's going on? You know, obviously I want him to play. And I just feel like even beyond Terry, the team wasn't, seems like they aren't physically prepared for the rigors of what they was actually trying to do. I feel like they were mentally, and I thought they were in a good place, and I just thought that they were going to return to a certain place, but they wasn't physically prepared and not having practice in the type of way that they needed to get the callus required for where they're trying to go. And now it just feels like we're behind physically. And I feel like that because from this last game, you saw them moving around better. They were firing off the ball, which means that they're more physical in practice, so they have to decide. You know, you can't just take the elevator. Like I always say, you got to take the stairs in this business. So anytime you take the elevator, it's going to show itself. So I'm waiting for them, and even Adam Peters, he has to recognize with his team. It's like, bro, you got to go about this correctly.
Well, Elijah, I wonder, and it's a good call.
Thanks, bud.
How different will next summer look? The way they operate at camp, the way they go about the preseason, the amount of snaps for guys, I'll bet you it looks really different. Marvin Landover, you're on G&D. How are you?
Hey, how's it doing, fellas? I wish I'd have came on before the caller two callers ago, because he really made a lot of my points. I just want to go there with, I want to ask the question, is Adam Peters the right guy? Because I thought he was the right guy when he was brought in to build a sustainable, competitive team all the way. You know, that's what I thought. But JD changed that equation. Jaden Daniels changed that equation. He had everybody move up their time schedule because he was so damn good. So now they were like, okay, we better go for a championship. So let's trade away some picks. Let's get Marshawn Lattimore. Let's trade away, get Tunsil. Let's get these older players and all that. Basic, everything right there, like the last caller just said, are they ready to play? Well, they're resting people in practice all the time because they're trying not to get these players hurt. And they got hurt anyway. We lost Eckler. We lose Wise. We lose. We have Von Miller, who specifically shouldn't play more than 15 plays a game. And if that's who he really is, why do you even have him on your roster? That's because you lost the older players you had picked up in the summer. Now, I'm going to say one other thing before you kick me out of this thing. If Terry would have played one down this summer, I'd be pissed off at him, because you only get a certain amount of years, finite amount of years, to actually play football. You, no one's going to play on a one-year deal. I mean, absolutely no one. Because if you get broken leg then, you lost a knee then they're never going to pay you. Well, you know damn well it's going to cut you the curb.
I get your point, Marvin, and it's a good call. Thank you,
buddy.
That's not true, though. I mean, players constantly play on one-year deals. There's plenty of them on the team right now. As an example, They've got guys like Laremy Tunsil could have held out and could have asked for more money. He was underpaid. Now, he hasn't been here, so he wanted to put something on film in this jersey, but he could have held out for money. Guys do it all the time. I'm not anti what Terry did. I thought his offseason plan was excellent until how deep it went into training camp. That's all. Disco, Laurel, how are you?
Hey, guys, how you doing? First of all, there are only a handful of players in this league and maybe in the history of this league that can just step on the field and be what they were before they decided to hold out. It's like when you miss the first month of school. You can't just walk in and just be effective and just everybody's already moving and grooving. So he got some really, really bad advice. Second point, Terry McLaurin has some he's my guy, man, but he has some image repair that he needs to do. Here's a guy that's caught hospital balls for 6 years, did everything, finally has a quarterback, and then he has a season like this. But the last point I want to make, guys, is I knew you guys made great points about winning negotiations. He when they did not talk for a month over the summer, you know what? I said, you know what? Adam Peters is being a jerk on this. And Terry also got some bad advice. But this is unfortunate. You can't just step on a football field and expect that you're going to be yourself. I could see when the camera was panning at Terry the other night, he didn't have the same grit. He didn't have the same swag. He just wasn't the same. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate you, dude. Yeah, I mean, we're now back into the full rehashing of how the summer went and why. I understand all that because it's inevitable. When you're talking about right now, we're working back from the result that he's not playing again this week. After sitting out a month, he played one game. It's a re-injury. I don't know if that means aggravation. I don't know if it's the same injury. I don't know if it's a new injury on the same place or whatever. It's not good, though. And we're talking about a season that has really gone off the rails.
We're going to check in with Nikki Javala of The Athletic out in Ashburn as part of our Blitz. Breaking news into the fan this afternoon. Terry McLaurin has re-injured his quad. It happened during the Monday night game in Kansas City. And he is out Sunday night, will not play against the Seahawks. This is Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.